Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Ches. We left off on daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We are two lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by the Agus family, in memory of Dr. Saul Agus, Shaul, Zichron of Baruch, Shaul Gershon Ben Chaim Shmuel and Itachaya, whose seventh yahrzeit is today. Shamashev and Aliyah, and we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding in the sugya of Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos or Ein Chuppah Lepsulos. Just as a reminder, the entire sugya is Shalok HaHalacha, meaning the entire sugya is within the sheet of Ravuna, that Chuppah is Kona, that Chuppah independent of Kiddushin, that if a person does only Chuppah without Kiddushin, that's Kona on some level, that approximates a Kiddushin. We don't pask in that way. But if we did pass in that way, I mean, within the sheet of Rav Huna, what about if it were to an almana, to a kohen gadol, a grush of a chlutza, to a kohen edyot, that did a chuppah without a kiddushin? So do we assume that yesh chuppah lepsulos as well, or that no, the chuppah does not have the capacity to affect any change for an isha who is otherwise psula? So the Gemara is going to have in today's daf, just a continuation of that entire sugya, we're going to have two possibilities of where we find the machlokas tanayim, whether yesh chuppah lepsulos or yesh chuppah. We saw yesterday that it's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, but we're going to try to connect it to different machlokas tanaim. So we're going to have two different machlokas tanaim that we're going to try to connect it to, and then the Gemara is going to have three different explanations for the possibility that a Mishnah raises that a woman could be a sota who's an arusa. That the Mishnah talks about a sota who has to take a shavua that she didn't do anything, not when she was a shomeres yavam, and not when she was a nesua, and not when she was a kenusa, and not when she was an arusa. How do you ever have a situation of a sota that's an arusa, particularly since if kadma bias haboel lebias habaal, you can't be a sota, that the baal has to have bia with her before the boel. So if she's an arusa, then the baal has not yet had bia with her. And you couple that with the fact that the baal also has to be menuka meyavon. The baal has to be free of any sin also. So in mimanav shech, if he had bia with her, he's not menuka meyavon. If he didn't have bia with her, you didn't have kadma bias Haboel. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about someone who does Maimer on a Yavama, and he has a brother, so he has there's another brother as well, so she's, in a certain sense, she's Mishtameris Labia Psula, because since on the Daraisa level, she's Zukuka Liyibum to any one of the brothers, but because one of the brothers did Maimer, she's puzzled to all of the other brothers, so that turns into a case of Mishtameres Libya Psula Midrabanan, that at least on a Drabanan level, she's puzzled to all the other brothers, but she's also Mishtameres Libya to all the other brothers, because on a Daraisa level, she has a Zika. So the Gemara is going to talk about what the status of Mishtameres Libya Psula Midrabanan is. So that's where we are. So let's begin two lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos. So Banul Machlokas Rabbi Rablazar Rabbi Shimon, that he suggests that Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos is Talui in a Machlokas Tanaim. Actually, before we even mention that, we're the whole day we're going to be talking about Chuppah. Chuppah Lepsulos in Chuppah Lepsulos, it's probably helpful to define the term. What in the world does Chuppah mean? So we think of Chuppah as the canopy that you have at a chasana or whatever fancy contraption they put up, whether it's it should be a canopy. Sometimes you go to a Chuppah and you look and it's just like some branches, and it's like, where's the Chuppah? You're supposed to actually have a chuppah also, what is the halachic definition of a chuppah? Meaning chuppah is associated with nisuin. It's interesting that in Maseches Kiddushin we very clearly define right at the outset how to accomplish kiddushin. Isha niknas with three ways: kesef, shtar, bia. It's very, very clearly delineated, and there's an assumption that after the stage of kiddushin there's a nisuin, but nowhere in the Gemara does the Gemara actually say what nisuin is, other than this amorphous term, chuppah. So what exactly is chuppah? So there are several shittos in Rishonim just to define what generates nisuin, what makes Nisuin. So the Ran writes that chuppah means yichud, that it's the yichud that creates the nisuin. So the couple is not fully married until they have yichud. The Orchos Chaim and other Rishonim suggest that chuppah is when they take a cloth, they take a sudar, and they put it over the chasen and kala b'shas habracha. Not a canopy over their heads, but like the minhag of by the Yekis and by Svarnim, that they wrap in a talus, that the chasen and kala are wrapped in a talus at the time of the bracha, that wrapping of the talus is chuppah. Tosos and Maseches Yuma, based on the Yerushalmi, says that no, chuppah is that a basula mishayatza bihinuma hi chupasa. So the Bach and the Drish explain that what Tosos is referring to, which is also Shitza Mordechai, is that it's badekin, that it's when the chasen takes the veil and puts it over the kala's face. So that's questionable, because we do that, but we do that before the kiddushin. Chuppah is supposed to be after the kiddushin. So can you do a chuppah in advance of the kiddushin that it should be? Now we say you can't do chuppah without kiddushin. Doesn't affect kiddushin. That's our sugya. Meaning we're assuming like Rav Huna that it does, but we don't pass that way. But the shaila is, if you did a chuppah before the kiddushin, can it take effect after the kiddushin to affect nisuin? The Rama, which is probably how we assume the halacha in Ebenezer Siman Nun Hey, writes that minhag pashut is that we refer to a chuppah as the shaporsim yuria, that we spread a canopy, and we put it on top of poles, and we bring the chasen and kala under it in front of a lot of people, and his makadish are there, and they recite both birchas erusin and birchas nisuin there. I mean, it's what we call chuppah. There's a reason why we call that the chuppah, because that's what the Rama says is the actual chuppah. And then he says, then afterwards they should be ochel biyachad b'makom tzenua. They should eat in a makom tzenua. And that's the yichud room. In the yichud room, there's a little bit of food, and they eat together b'makom tzenua. So that's the definition of chuppah. So many different shitos. We do try to satisfy as many of the shitos as possible. There are those that are makbit to have edei badekin, just in case the badekin is really the nisuin, and in case nisuin needs edim, which are both major assumptions. But whether that's actually to fulfill chumrah, just to be able to give out more kibud and make some of the guy's friends feel more special. But there are people that are machbir about that. Okay, so let's begin. Now that we have some working knowledge of what a chuppah is, so the two lines from the bottom of the page, Anun Zayin and Beis. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos Balim L'Chalokos Rav Meir V'Lodaz Rabbi Shimon, that whether Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos is totally in the machlokos of Rav Meir on the one side and Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon on the other side. The Rabbi Meir, the Amar, according to Rav Meir, who said in the Daf Anun Vav and Beis that Kiddushin Pasli Chuppanami Pasla, Rav Meir said that a Kohen Gadol's Mekadesh and Almana with Kesef or with Shtar, regular Kiddushin, but he's a Kohen Gadol being Mekadesh and Almana, so it's a Kiddushin Psulim, that Kiddushin passels the woman from eating truma. It was machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. I don't know if we mentioned it, that Rashi writes that means whether she is a bas kohen who was always able to eat truma because she was eating in her father's house, or whether she was a bas Yisrael who wants to be able to eat truma mikoach her connection to this kohen, to her husband. Either way, it's going to passel her from eating truma. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Lazar Rav Shimon is dafka by a bas kohen, but a bas Yisrael is psula anyway because she's psula l'kulei alma, because she's being niskach of the kohen that she's not going to be able to eat truma with, because even according to Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, because it's a kiddushin psulin, it's a kiddushin that should not be happening. So anyway, the Rav Meir dami kiddushin pasli, according to Rav Meir, who says that kiddushin will passel her chuppah. So if you do a chuppah, that will also passel her. Because over here, when we're talking about a chuppah, we're talking about doing a chuppah in place of kiddushin. Instead of doing a regular kiddushin of kesef ishtar, you're doing a kiddushin of chuppah, so that will also passel. Although Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, the kiddushin lo passel. And according to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, the kiddushin does not passel the woman from eating truma, so chuppah nami lo pasla. Therefore, chuppah also won't passel her. So you see, that's the machlokas tanaim. Says the Gemara, wait, umimai, how do you know that that's the same machlokas tanaim? That Rav Meir on the one hand and Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon on the other hand disagree about yesh chupa l'psulos. So dilma adkan lo kam Rav Meir hasa. Maybe only Rav Meir only says over there that when you do a real kiddushin, when a kohen gadol does a real kiddushin on an almana, that will passel her ela b'kiddushin dekanila, because kiddushin is actually a kona her in a normal sense. You do a kiddushin kesef, kiddushin shtar, that's not a tchilas knisas bia, it's a regular kinyan of kiddushin. So it's a much stronger form of a connection. So that will passel her from eating truma, because he's now connected an almana to a kohen gadol through a marriage. Aval chupa to lo kanila, but chupa, which is not really kona her without kiddushe kesef, meaning chuppah will really is supposed to operate following a kiddushin. Chuppah is not supposed to be the whole thing. So chuppah psula, which is the low, is not going to be konaher, is not going to passel her from eating truma, because it just doesn't do anything. So how do you know that it's a machlokas tanaim? It could be everyone agrees ain chuppah l'psulos, because even Rav Meir's moda that if he's machnisa l'chuppah psula, that he's not going to passel her from eating truma. Inami, or you could say on the other side that I can look on Rav Elazar Rav Shimon asam. Rabbi Elazar and Rav Shimon only say that she's not going to be passel from eating truma when you do a kiddushin psulin, because that's they did a kiddushin which has nothing to do with bia. Kiddushin is just kiddushin; it's just the first stage of marriage. But the way we view chuppah is a first step toward bia. So then, hakinami to pasla, maybe that's going to pasla, because the real isra of alman l'kohen gadol is an isra bia of alman l'kohen gadol, and therefore, if you do a chuppah, maybe that's considered a first step toward bia, and that will pasla. So maybe everyone would agree that the bia will that the chuppah will pasla, that a chuppah psula will pasla from eating truma. So we don't know that it's a machlokas time. It could be everyone agrees yesh chuppah l'psulos, that even Rav Elazar Rav Shimon amoda that if he's machnisa chuppah psula, she becomes possible from eating truma. So it could go either way. You could say on the one hand that the chuppah is less powerful to possible her because it doesn't really do anything as far as creating a marriage without a kiddushin. Or you could say that a chuppah is more powerful because a chuppah is a first step toward bia. Ella, so that's machlokas about whether kiddushin pasli, whether kiddushin is going to pasl her or not, is not the same machlokas about chuppah. Kiddushin is just a different thing than chuppah. You can't derive from machlokas about kiddushin to what the halacha would be about chuppah. Ella, rather you have to say ikal amemar, if you want to say that there's a machlokas tanoim about yesh chuppah l'psulos rein chuppah l'psulos bepluta dahani tanoim. It's about the following machlokas tanoim. Ditanya, we have a brisa that says as follows. Nisu zuvazu, if ksherus upsulos, if women who are either kasher or pasul marry a kohen, o shenichsu l'chuppah v'lo nivelu, or they have chuppah but they did not yet have bia, ochlos mishalom, if she's an isha ksherus, she can be supported he's obligated to support her, and the psulos are supported by him after he dies, because since she was nichlas l'chuppah, it's the halachic equivalent of higiyas manali nase. It's the halachic equivalent of someone who had erisin, and now it was time for nisuin, where the Gemara says in Masachas Ksubos that as soon as higiyas manali nase, even if they didn't actually have nisuin yet, he has to already support her. Va'ochlos betruma, and she can eat truma while he's still alive because she's married to a kohen. So the Gemara is medayik. If the Brisa means to say two different cases of that she's ochel mishalo, one case is shenisu and the other is shenichlasu l'chuppah v'lo nivalu, that either one she's going to be supported by him. So nichnasu mechlal denisu nisu mamish. From the fact that we say nichlasu l'chuppah v'lo nivalu, sounds like the nisu that we were talking about means that they actually had bia already, that it's nisu mamish, and we're still saying that she's ochlos betruma. But is that doesn't even make sense. How could that be? Is there any shita that holds that a kohen who's boel a psula and she could still eat truma? A kohen had bia with a grusha, with a chalutza, and she's still going to be allowed to eat truma? If he's boel a psula, she becomes a chalala through that bia, so she becomes possible to truma's face of bia. So how can you say that psulos that have nisuin are ochels betruma. Meaning the assumption is that when this brisa says that nisu or nichnasu l'chupav lo nivelu, those are two different cases. Nisu for real, meaning with bia, or nichnasu l'chupav lo nivelu without bia, and then either way she's ochels betruma. That doesn't make any sense. If she was nivela and she's a psula, how can she be ochels betruma? Elolav kigon she nichnasu l'chupav lo nivelu v'ketani ochels mishlov ochels betruma. You have to add one word, kigon, meaning that the brisa is trying to say one case. It's not talking about two different cases. The brisa is saying nisu. What does nisu mean? Nichnasu l'chuppah v'lo nivelu. Meaning we're not talking about where she actually had bia. We don't mean nisu mamish. We mean that she was only nichnasu l'chuppah v'lo nivela. Ooh, so what does the Tanakhama hold? That hachnasu l'chuppah without a bia will not possible her from eating truma. That's like saying ein chuppah l'psulos. Here's a woman who is a psula. She's nichnasu l'chuppah, so it's a chuppah on a psula, and we're saying that it's not going to possible from eating truma. She didn't yet have bia with the, she's as an almana, she did not yet have bia with the Kohen Gadol. As a grush of chalutza, she did not yet have bia with the Kohen Gadol. She only had chuppah. So chuppah apparently is not going to possible her. And then the brisa continues. That's one shita. That aligns with shita Shmuel. That ain't chuppah l'psulos. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochum Broka Omer, the brisa continues, kol shabi asama achilasa. Anytime you have a Bas Yisrael who'd be married to a Kohen, where she'd be allowed to eat truma by virtue of that marriage, meaning anytime you have a Bia Ksheira, where she was a regular girl marrying a Kohen, where that marriage would entitle her to truma, chupasa ma'achilasa. Only in such a case would a chupa also entitle her to truma. But v'kol she'ein biyasa ma'achilasa, but if she is a psula, and therefore having Bia with the Kohen would not entitle her to truma, she's an almana l'Kohen Gadol, she's a grush of chalutza, the Kohen Hedyot, we're having bia with him, would not entitle her to truma. Ein chupasa ma'achilasa. So if you do a chupa without bia, it also will not allow her to eat truma. So it sounds like Rabbi Shmuel's comparing chupa to bia. So hu adin bas kohen, so the chupa psula becomes possible from eating truma, just like a bia psula will possible from eating truma. Meaning he's equating chupa to bia. So if bia would possible this woman from eating truma, chupa will also possible this woman from eating truma. Meaning yesh chupa l'psulos, that chupa is enough to passle, chupa is impactful enough on a psula to passle from eating truma. So there you have your machlokas tanaim, that the Tanakhama seems told like Shmuel that ain chupa l'psulos, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochum Broka seems told like Rav that yesh chupa l'psulos. So says Rami Mai, how do you know that machlokas in the brisa between Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel is about yesh chupa l'psulos or not? No, maybe Dilma. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochum ben Baroka, Rabbi Meir Sfirle. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochum ben Baroka does not hold that if she's nichnas to the chuppah psula, that it will passel her from eating truma. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Meir, damar kiddushin lo achla, that already from the time that she's niskadesh, that she has kiddushin kesef, she's not going to be truma. She's not going to be allowed to eat truma. And it could be that's why Rabbi Shmuel holds that when you have a chuppah psula, she's not going to be eat truma, because the case in the brisa is not talking about where you just stop. Did a chuppah out of the blue. It's so bad that you do a chuppah after a kiddushin. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds that already back at the time of the kiddushin she was possibly eating truma, because there is such a shita in Tanaim. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir, that if you do kiddushin l'psula, she's possible to eat truma. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds that way. And if nichnas l'chuppah without kiddushin, maybe with nichnas l'chuppah without kiddushin, Rabbi Shmuel would say she's not possible from eating truma. So says the Gemara, if Rabbi Shmuel really holds like Rabbi Meir, that already at the time of the kiddushin she was possible from eating truma, hai kol she'in biyasa ma'achilasa ein chupasa ma'achilasa, he shouldn't have phrased it that way. He should have said kol she'in biyasa ma'achilasa ein kaspa ma'achilasa mibayulei. He should have spoken about how anyone who, having bia with this kohen would not entitle her to truma, so having kiddushin with this kohen would disqualify her from truma. He didn't talk about kiddushin; he spoke about chuppah. Why didn't he say kiddushin if that's what he really meant to say? Says Gemara, that's not really a kasha, because Dilma, I did damar Tanakhama chuppah, amar yunami chuppah. The Tanakhama set the tone of the conversation already. So since the Tanakhama had to talk about it in the reisha of nichnasu l'chuppah v'lo nivelu, Shalu Ochos Mishalo. Tanakama wanted to say that if they have a chuppah without a bia, that she gets to eat truma. Without a chuppah, she's certainly not going to get to eat truma. So Tanakama had to speak in terms of chuppah. So Rabbi Shmuel also speaks in terms of chuppah. But maybe, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not really about chuppah. What it's really about is kiddushin, and therefore there's no raya. Maybe your Rabbi Shmuel holds ein chuppah l'psulos, and therefore everyone agrees ein chuppah l'psulos, that there is no machlokas in Tanayim whether yesh chuppah l'psulos or not. Everyone would agree ein chuppah l'psulos. Again, ein chuppah l'psulos means that having chuppah in a possible relationship, amon al kohen gadol, the grusha v'chutz al kohen edyot, having chuppah without any kiddushin, just chuppah alone, is not going to be enough to pasul her from eating truma. That's ein chuppah l'psulos. Maybe everyone agrees to that. The Aruch Leher just points out, well, we had a machlokas amaroyim, whether yesh chuppah l'psulos or ein chuppah l'psulos. So it's not really a satisfactory answer to say maybe all of the Tanayim hold like Shmuel, because then who does Rav hold like? Meaning then Rav is stuck if we're not going to have. So it's not really great to come to that conclusion that Rav holds like nobody. Tanakama holds ein chuppah l'psulos, and even Rabbi Shmuel holds ein chuppah l'psulos. He just holds like the sheet of Rabbi Meir that already kiddushin will passel her. So you don't even need the chuppah to passel her. And if Rav holds like Rabbi Shmuel, and even if Rav holds that Rabbi Shmuel holds like him, he should have paskined like the Tanakama, that ain't chuppah l'psulos, meaning mehechitesi, even if it were a machlokas between Tanakama and Rishol, why would you pass like Rabbi Shmuel? Tanakama would be the standard psak. So the Aruch Leher says, that's why we're going to bring a memra later on of Rav Amram, that anirinu la'ainin mimasnisin, that there's another source for Rav, that there's a stab mishnah like Rav, even though inachinami, all the shitos in the Braisa are against Rav, or at least the shita that you would think to Paschal, like in the Brisa against Rav, that there must be some other support for Rav. Alternatively, one could have said, Rav Tanu Hu Palud, we say all over Shas, but we generally don't say that unless the Gemara says it. The Gemara will say in certain circumstances that Rav had the confidence to argue on Tanaim, but we don't apply that indiscriminately, meaning that's in rare cases where Rav Tanu Hu Palud. So says Gemara Vaitanah. So Amar Rav Amram, so this is the line the Aruch Leher was referring to. Rav Amram says, Ha Milsa, this halacha about Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos or not, Amar Lan of Sheshes, Rav Sheshes told us about this halacha, V'anirinu La'inim Yasnisin, and he enlightened us from a Mishnah Maseches Sota, that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. So Mishnah Maseches Sota seems to support the Shita of Rav, that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos, V'tanatuna, and he brings a raya, because the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Sota about a Sota whose husband is Mekaneher, and she's Nistara, she goes and has Yichud, so the husband then brings her to the Kohen and gives her to give her to drink from the Mea Marim, and she has to take a Shavua that she didn't, she wasn't Mizana while she was married to her husband, and she answers Amen, Amen to all the Shavuas that they take, that they impose on her. So the Mishnah says from the fact that she says Amen twice, so we learn a number of things. That she takes a Shavua, Shalo Satisi Arusa, that I was not unfaithful as an Arusa, Unisua, nor when I was in a Sua, Shomeris Yavam, nor when I was awaiting Yibum, Ukenusa, nor after I already had Yibum, when I was already fully married to my Yavam. So after all, they're fully married, she takes that whole Shavua, and then she drinks the Me'a Marim. So the Gemara assumes at this point that the Mishnah means that each of these cases is independent. That an Arusa takes a Shavua, and an Asua would also take a Shavua. So Hay Arusa Echidami. How would you have a case of an Arusa who's taking a Shavua? Meaning at the end the Gemara is going to say, no, we're talking about an Asua, and once she's taking a Shavua, it's like a Gilgal Shavua. We just make her take a Shavua that she was never unfaithful. Not when she's an Arusa and anything else. But at this point the Gemara is assuming we're talking about separate cases. They have a case of a Sota who is only an Arusa. That she's an Arusa Sota. So, hi Arusa, this case of an Arusa, that she's going to be taking the Shua, hey Chidami, what's the situation? If the case is that the Kinui was done when she was an Arusa, the Kinui is where the husband tells her, I don't want you spending time alone with this man. And then she had, and then he's being mashker because while she's still in Arusa. So the entire process happened while she was in Arusa. Arusa bas mishtayi. Can Arusa drink the Me'a Marim? Vatnan. But doesn't the Mishnah tell us that Arusa b'shomeres yavam, that if you have an Arusa or for that matter, in Shomeres Yavam, lo shosos, they do not drink the me'amarin, because the pasuk says, tachas isheich, and Arusa and Shomeres Yavam are not yet considered tachas isheich, they're not yet considered to be under their husbands, they're not considered to be fully married to their husbands, and therefore, v'lo notlus ksuba, they don't, because they destroyed the marriage by causing this jealousy and this suspicion, they lose their ksuba, they lose the rights of the ksuba. The assumption when it comes to a ksuba is that whoever ruined the marriage, if there's clear blame, in the marriage, without no fault divorce, if there's clear blame in the marriage, so in the destruction of the marriage, so that and it lies on her, so she's going to lose the ksuba. If it's his fault, then obviously he'll have to pay the ksuba. Ela dekani lakshi arusa. No, the case must be that the arusa is talking, that the Mishnah is talking about where you drink, where she drinks the me'amarin, is that he did the kinoy while she was in arusa, but the istatra, and she had stira v'kamashka lakshi nesua, and then he's giving her the me'amarin after she's already in the suah. So in that case, it's she's not excluded from the pasuk of tachas yisheich, because when he's being mashka her, she's already in the suah, and that's what she's swearing about. So it says more, but wait a second, mi batkila mayim, does the mayim work in such a case where he did the kinoy while she was in arusa and she was nistera, and then he was mashka lakshi nesua v'atanya? But didn't the brisa teach us benika ish me'avon bizman she ish menuk that only if the man is free of sin will the mayim work for his wife? But if the man is not free of sin, particularly the sin of being with his wife after he was already mekani or v'nistera, after she already had the yichud following the kinoy, so if he was with her at that time, he was not allowed to be with her at that time, so if he couldn't control his impulses and he was with her at that time, then the mayim doesn't work. So if we're talking about where he did the nisuin after she was already nistera, that means he was with her after she was already nistera, so he's not menuka me'avon. So how could he be mashker the mesota? The mayim is not going to be bodek unless he's menuka me'avon, which means that he didn't have bia with her. Tosis points out that you can't say that we're talking about where he was bol her b'shogeg and he didn't know that she was nistera, because even when he was mashker her, he knew that she was nistera and he was bol her b'isser. The mayim is not going to be bodek. Meaning it doesn't matter whether he willfully violated the isser or not. If at the time that he's being mashker her, he now realizes that he did an isser, then the mayim will not be bodek as ishto. So if the case is while she was narusa, he was mekaneh her. While she was narusa, she was nistera. And then he did nisuin, and nisuin means bia. That means he did an aveira, which means the mayim is not going to work. Ella, so it must be the case is dekani lakshi arusa, he was mekaneh her while she was narusa, the istatra, and she had stira. Maybe he never had bia with her. He was only nichlas al chuppa v'lo nivela. He only had a chuppa with her without bia. And in that case, it's tachas yisheich because there is nisuin, but he's menuka me'avon because he was never boel her. Ushramina yesh chuppa l'psulos. Ooh, and therefore that's a raya that yesh chuppa l'psulos. That's shitas rav, because the case is that she was nichlas al chuppa v'lo nivela and she's still considered a nesua. So she's puzzled to him because she already had a kinoy and a stira. So she's puzzled to her husband. And yet we see that that's called tachas yisheich. So apparently the chuppah is impactful, the nisuin is impactful, even though she's puzzled to him. So this Mishnah is when we're trying to figure out what on earth this Mishnah is talking about, that there's a case of sota, who's in a sota arusa, the only case we can come up with is a raya that yesh chuppah l'psulos. So unless we can come up with some other way to explain how you have a sota arusa, we have a raya to rav that yesh chuppah l'psulos. Rabbi Kivega raises a fascinating question. He says, according to the Shitos, that Bu'ula is, that Chuppah is not Kona of Bu'ula, how could he be Mashpia her that she was not, that she did not cheat on him while she was in Arusa? If she did cheat on him, then she's not his wife. Meaning there is such a Shita that Chuppah doesn't work to be Kona a Bu'ula. So if Chuppah doesn't work to be Kona of Bu'ula, so then Mimanavshach, if she cheated on him, so then she's not his wife. She's not tachas yisheich because he was nichlas al chuppah. Is not going to help because she's already bu'ula. And if she didn't cheat on him, then he has nothing to be mashpia her for because she didn't do anything. So mimanashuch is going to be problematic. That's Rabbi Kivega's kasha. But bottom line is, it seems over here that we have a raya that yesh chuppah l'psulos like the shita of Rav. Now the Rishonim are all bothered by a question. Wait a second. Our whole discussion of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulus presumes, like Rav Huna, our whole discussion was about a case where you did Chuppah without having done any Kiddushin. That's where the question was, is the Chuppah impactful or not? Over here it's talking about there was a Kiddushin. It's talking about in after the Kiddushin, there was a Kinoi and a Stira, and then a Chuppah that followed after the Kiddushin. So how does that help us in any which way? So Tosos points out in Zayin Beis, in Dibra Maskul Rav, that Shmuel holds that even a Chuppah Achar Kiddushin ain't Chuppah L'Psulos. So to show that even a Chuppah Achar Kiddushin yesh Chuppah L'Psulos is valuable also, other Rishonim say differently. They come up with different answers as to how this is a Raya at all. Amar Rava, so Rava points out, V'tizbro adav mitarestihi, you can bring me right from that Mishnah. That Mishnah anyway needs to be adjusted, but because Vakiyasa Rabbi Yachar Bar Chanina Midroma, when Rabbi Yachar Bar Chanina came from the south, Asa Vaisi Masisa Biyade, he brought a brisa that says as follows: the Torah says Mibaladei Ishech, that the woman had cheated on her husband, and we say Misha Kal Meshchivas Baal Leboel, that the only way sota can happen is if the husband had been with her prior to the accused Boel of being with her. Velosha Kal Meshchivas Boel Lebal, and it does not work if the Boel was with her before the Baal. So according to that, this woman was only Nichnasa L'Chuppah V'lo Nivala, so he was accusing her of having Bia with the Boel before he was ever with her, so then the Mayim shouldn't be Bodik a woman anyway, so the whole Mishnah makes no sense the way it's formulated. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishkachasa, no, you could have the case of the Mishnah in a case where the Baal was with her first. K'on Shabbal Leha Arusa V'Beis Avia, maybe he was Boel her while she was Narusa, the base of the, but before he was Makani her, meaning he's still Menuka Me'avon, because Menuka Me'avon means it doesn't mean he's clean from any sin. Everybody sins. There were, you know, a handful of people that the Gemara Basra identifies in the history of the world that never sinned. So everybody sins at some point. No, I mean Menuka Me'avon means Menuka from the Avon of being with her when she was already Yasota, after he was ready Makani her and she was ready Nistera. So maybe he had Bia with her prior to that. He had Bia with her before he was ever Makani here, while she was Narusa Besavia. So ask the Gemara, yeah, the case of the Brisa is Narusa, where he was Boel or Besavia. Well, then Tekavasa Gabi Shomeres Yavam. But the Brisa doesn't only talk about that he's Mashkeher as Narusa, we also said that she has to take a Shavua that she didn't cheat on him as a Shomeres Yavam. So that's the parallel case as a Shomeres Yavam. Is that also Shabala Yavam Beves Chamea? That the Yavam already was Boel her when she was Beves Al Manusa, when she was an almana, awaiting Yibum, well, Shomeres Yavam Karisala, then you wouldn't call her Shomeres Yavam anymore. Because by Shomeres Yavam, if you have Bia, that's the Homo Sechta. If you have Bia and a Shomeres Yavam, that's called Yibum. Then they're married. So Shomeres Yavam Karisala, you're going to call that a Shomeres Yavam Ishtam Aliyahi. That's an Isha. Dama Rav, Kana Lakol. Because after all, Rav says, if you're Boel, you're Vemto, you're Kona for everything. All Dina Ishus. She's a full fledged wife. Says Marna, maybe Kishmuel, Dama Lokon. Maybe we're assuming like Shmuel holds that the Bia with the Yavama is only kona her for the things that it says in the Parsha of Yibum, but not to be Yorisher, not to become Tomei to her, and therefore I understand why even though he was already Boel her, we're still going to call her Shomeres Yavam. But me too with time at El Rav, Hamarav Karel Kol. But the whole Raya we're trying to bring is for Rav, that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. Shmuel we're good according to, right? Shmuel ain't Chuppah L'Psulos. We had a Brisa of the Rabbi Shmuel and the Tanakama. Everyone agrees with Shmuel. We're trying to find a Tana that agrees with Rav. So you're going to tell me, I can find a Tana that agrees with Rav if you assume like Shmuel. I need a Tana that agrees with Rav if you assume like Rav that Yibum is going to be Kona entirely. So Achamai Skin Gon to Avaba. Maimer. No, the case is, says the Gemara, that she was Nistera, and then he did Maimer. He did Kiddushay Maimer. He did Kiddushay Kesef, or Shtar. He was not Nichnas Olechupa. Ubeishamai. And we're assuming like Shita Beishamai, Tamri Maimer Kona Kidin Gomer. That Maimer makes her like a real Arusa on a Daraisa level, and therefore he could be Mashka her on the Stira that she did after a Maimer, because she's now called, right now she's Tachasi Sheikh. So even though you didn't have Shchivas Baal prior to the Shchivas Boel, but the Baal HaRishon, which you're coming Mikoach, the Baal HaRishon, that did precede the Shechivas Bawel, so I understand why she's allowed to drink. So it could be that we could bring a Raya from the Mishnah to Rav, from the din of an Arusa that's Shosa, and the case of the Arusa that's Shosa is that he was Bawel her, and then he was Mekani her Venistra, Venichnas HaLechup of Lo Nivala, and he wasn't Bawel her again after the Kinoi Yestira. So now it's a Raya, the Yesh Chupa L'Psulos, that there's such a thing as Yesh Chupa L'Psulos, because we call it Tachas Yisheich. Ihachi Hainu Arusa. So says Mara, well, if we're assuming like Beishamai, that he's Kona Kinyan Gomer, when you do a Mimer, that she becomes an Arusa, so then the case of Shomeris Yavim is the same as Arusa, because it's just another way of saying the same thing. Ul Taimeich, so it answers the Gemara, no, you want to say that our mission is going like, that our mission is not going like the Beishamai. So then when it says that she takes a Shavua, Nesua, Uknusa, that she didn't cheat on him while she was in Nesua, nor while she was Knusa to the Yavam, so Lav Chadamilsi, isn't that also the same thing? Meaning Nesua and Knusa, once you Kones the Yavama, she's married to him. Ela Nesua Didei, Knusa Dechavre. No, you're right, they have the same halachic status, but Nesua is what we refer to when we talk about a man marries his own wife, and Knusa is what we refer to when we talk about a man doing Yibum. So Achanami, Arusa Didei, Shomeris Yavam Dechavre. Maybe in Achanami, Shomeris Yavam, where you do Mimer, it achieves the same exact thing as Erisin, like the Beis Shammai, but we call it a different thing. You call Erisin Erisin, and you call Shomeris Yavam, Shomeris Yavam. So Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa says, no, you don't have to say that the case of an Arusa that shows us talking about where she's Nichlas al-Chub of Lo Nivola, maybe the whole Raya to Rav can be rejected. Meaning, what's the whole Raya to Rav? That we have a Mishnah and Sota that can only be explained if you say Yesh Chub al Psulos. Maybe not. Maybe there's another way to explain the Mishnah and Sota of how it is that you're being Mashke in Arusa. Hai Tanahu, Titania, Ein Mekanon Arusa Lashkosa Kishi Arusa, of Mekanon Asa Lashkosa Kishi Nesua. That you could do Kinoi on Arusa, and who then has Tira, and then have Nisuin, and we darsh in the Pasuk, Tachas Yisheich, that she has to be Tachas Yisheich at the time of the Hashka'ah, not at the time of the stira. So you hold that even though he's boiled her after she's nistira, he could still be mashka her, even though he's not menuka me'avon. And he holds that even though he's boiled her after she's nistira, and it's kadma shchivas boil to shchivas baal, he could still be mashka her, because you don't darshan the pasuk that you need shchivas baal prior to shchivas boil. So it turns out that there's no raya that yesh chupal upsulos, because we're not talking about a case of nichlas al-chup of lo nivla. Or another reason, and the simplest explanation of why this mission is not a raya to Rav, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Ali de Gilgul. No, it's not a separate case where she was an Arusa that's a Sota. No, when he's being mashpia, that when the Kohen is being mashpia of the Sota, who's a regular case of Sota, once we're being mashpia, that she didn't cheat on him while she was in the Suah, so they said they're megalgel, additional Shavuos on her, and that you also didn't cheat on him while you were in Arusa, and not when you're Shomer Siavam, but it's all one case. So there's not an independent case of Sota who's being brought as an Arusa. And therefore, in the end of the day, we don't have a Raya to Rav from that Mishnah in Sota. Now, the Mishnah had said on Nunvavim Beis, and an Alman, new topic, now that an Almana Bas Kohen that has Erisin to a Kohen Gadol, so, or a Grusha or a Chalutza Bas Kohen that has Erisin to a Kohen Hadyot, is not allowed to eat the Truma from her father's house because she's Mishumeris will be a Psula, meaning the marriage that she's awaiting is Pasul. She's an Almana that's awaiting a marriage with a Kohen Gadol, a Grusha or a Chalutza awaiting a marriage with a Kohen Hadyot, so that's a Pasul, a marriage that she's awaiting, and therefore that Pasul or even from Shumas Beis Aviha. So Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan Ha'osa Maimer B'Yivim Tov Yesh Lo Ach. If a man does Maimer on his Yivama and he has other brothers, so in a certain sense on a Daraisa level, she's Shomeris L'Biya Psula with all of the brothers. She's Shomeris L'Biya with all of the brothers, but since one brother did Maimer, it's a Biya Psula with all the other brothers on a Darabanan level. So Afilu Hu Kohen V'i Kohenes Pasul Min HaTruma. That also will pasul from Truma, meaning that's considered Mishtameris L'Biya Psula, even even though the Bia Psula is only a Bia Psula Midrabanan. So the man, Ilim the Rab Meir, if we're going to assume like Rab Meir that holds the Mishtameris will be a Psula, apostles are from eating Truma. No, Emer Dom Rab Meir, Mishtameris will be a Psula Loachla Mida Raisa. That's where the Bia Psula is an Almana, the Kohen Gadol, the Grusha to a Kohen Hedyot. That's a Bia Psula Mida Raisa. But the Rabbanan Miyamar, do we ever find that Rab Meir holds that a Mishtameris will be a Psula Midrabanan is going to apostle from eating Truma? Well, Rab Lazar Rabbi Shimon, maybe, so what? You want to say that we're assuming like Rab Lazar Rabbi Shimon holds that Mishtameris will be a Psula still can eat Truma? That's even worse. Hashem Mishtameris will be a Psula Midar Raisa Achla. They hold that even when she's Mishtameris will be a Psula on a Doraisa level, she can eat Truma. Drabbanan Mibayi. So you want to tell me if she was Mishtameris will be a Psula on a Drabbanan level that she can't eat Truma? Elik Yasser Rav and Omar also by Maimer Biyavimto Divrei Akol Achla. That maybe if you did Maimer on the Yavama, everyone would hold both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would hold that she could eat Truma space of Via. And even according to Rav Meir, holds that Mishtameris will be a Psula does not eat Truma. Maybe that's only for be a Psula Daraisa Benat for be a Psula Midrabbanan. Yeshlo Ach Chalal. If the Yavam has a brother who's a Chalal, then Divrei Akol Eino Chalas. Then that's really Mishtameris will be a Psula on a Daraisa level. Then for sure she's not going to be allowed to eat Truma. Lo nechlechu ella, the whole machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is shenasan la get. What happens if the Yavam didn't do maimer on the Yavama? He gave a get to the Yavama. The minat Torah doesn't accomplish anything. She's still zukuka liyibum or chalitza, but the chamar misake that the get is enough to make it that he can't be miyabim her, and she's going to require a chalitza. So since on the do raisa level she's still zukuka liyibum, but she's also midrabanan, so she's mishtameris will be a psula midrabanan. So Rabbi Yochanan amar ochelas. Rabbi Yochanan says she could eat her father's truma. Reish Lakish amar eina ocheles. Why? What's the svara? Rabbi Yochanan amar ocheles. I feel Rav Meir damar eina ocheles. Even Rav Meir holds that Mishtameris will be a psula does not eat truma. Hani mil Mishtameris will be a psula doraisa. Avod rabbanan achla. That's all the Mishtameris will be a psula doraisa. This Mishtameris will be a psula drabanan. Reish Lakish amar eina ocheles. I feel Rav Lazar Rabbi Shimon da amri ocheles. Even Rav Lazar Rabbi Shimon holds that Mishtameris will be a psula does eat truma. Hani mil yidesh lahachud makam acher. That's talking about a case where he's a regular kohen. So if he married a regular woman, he'd be able to be machler or truma. Aval hacha, but over here we're talking about a person, the kohen himself is a chalal. So the kivin de'el lachal makam acher, lo, since he can never be machel anyone truma, so the mishtameris will be a psula, will also not be able to eat truma. V'chitei machinami, if you can say by a balas again also, yesh la'achila b'chozeres, he does have the ability to be machler truma, through if he was a kohen that gave her a get gamur, she'd go back to truma's base avia chazeres paskamine. Yeah, but going back to base avia means she's no longer connected to the husband. Krova lebeinasa, she's lebeinasha. She's back in her father's house. Aval ha, but in the case of shomeres yavam that the kohen gave her a get, calls man that he wasn't bowel her or choleitzer, she's agida be. She's still connected to him. So since she's mishtameres to his bia and he's not able to be machil or b'makom acher, therefore she's not able to eat. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom of the Menachas on the pins.